Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You will win this game.
Yes.
If you hit somebody in the mouth, we're going to get physical. We're going to get ugly right now.
Olin Krutz.
I'll be completely honest with you. I feel like 100%. I got no excuse for you. I just play like today.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Olin was the best center in the league. He made me a better player and competitor. We all looked up to you, Olin.
Analyst for 670 The Score and NBC Sports Chicago.
Brandon Staley, he's got a lot to prove, too. You know, if I got to watch Brandon Staley give me another speech on life, a 38-year-old who's coached five games, I might barf all over myself while people trip over themselves trying to compliment him. But anyway.
Co-host of the No Name Football Podcast.
I guess Chris Sims in his three starts must have had a problem with a referee.
I get the sense that Olin doesn't love the media stars, like punters and tank tops. Chris Sims is the backup quarterback.
He didn't actually play.
Yeah.
If you weren't actually out there getting punched in the mouth 25 times a game.
The punter in the tank top still just absolutely kills me.
The punter in a tank top.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Our visit with Olin Krutz brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. It's Cody Decker and Chris Ranji in for Parkins and Spiegel this afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving. We hope you are traveling safely to wherever it is you are going. And Olin joins us now on 670 The Score. Good afternoon, Olin.
How's it going, guys?
I think we're doing great. I mean, there's no
are
news
we?
Or anything. I mean, nothing's really happening today. And as we just mentioned, there's the Dan Pompey report that George McCaskey visited with the team, with the players, with the coaches, and said the report that Matt Nagy is getting fired tomorrow is not true. What do you make of that?
I make of it. He's a day late, right? He's a day late. George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, Scott Hagel, whoever else is up there on their board, they're a day late on this story. Have the coach address it in front of the media. Have Tabor come out and talk about it. Coach Nagy has to talk to his team after practice. Somebody up there in a leadership role had to know that this thing was going to catch fire when they report that your head coach will be fired after Thanksgiving. No matter if you win or lose the game, if you're worried about the way your team is going to perform, you jump on that immediately. The problem up there at Halas Hall, as I'm sure the rumors you guys have heard over the years, is there's not one room you can walk into and get an answer. By that, I mean there's not one guy who has the power to make a decision. And that's why you hear about all this collaboration. You always hear about coming out of Halas Hall. They have to collaborate over something. So they have to collaborate over whether they should talk about the rumor that came out or whether it's true or not. And if it was true, now they have to go say it wasn't true. And then you see everybody's chasing their tail and looking like the organization is an absolute circus.
You know, you mentioned people chasing their tails, all this disinformation, information, whatever you really want to call it. At the end of the day, there's only one group of players that really get affected, and that is the Bears locker room. What is the feeling in that locker room? As an ex-player, what do you think that's going on in that locker room right now?
Yeah, they're wondering, and we also heard from a guy who does, I guess, a basketball podcast. I never heard of him, but a basketball podcast with Allen Robinson, that Coach Nagy had lost the locker room or many players have gotten want Coach Nagy fired, which is interesting to me since there's not very many players who shouldn't be worried about their jobs in that locker room, and Coach Nagy is one of the reasons they're there. So that I find hard to believe. But as a player, you're concentrating on the Lions. You got to try to lock that out. But if the coach is talking to you about it, then the owner's talking to you about it, and then your mom's talking to you about it, and your dad's talking to you about it, your friends are calling you about it, it can't help but affect the team. And that's why I'm saying, if you know that, if you know a football locker room, if you understand your building, as soon as you think this rumor is coming out, you have to get in front of it if you care about your team winning football games. If it, that matters to you, if it matters to you what affects your team, what affects their psyche, and how they perform on national television, then you get out in front of the rumor. You come downstairs from wherever you are in your office, or if you're at home, you drive into work, and you do your job, and you become the leader of the organization.
Do you think all of this stuff, and you know, we've mentioned circus, and Cody and I have been talking about how this must look from the outside for a lot of people. Do you think this has any effect whatsoever on how potential free agents, potential, you know, players that, that might have a say in where they end up in the future, whether or not they want to come here, or is the prospect of Fields enough to say, I would want to play for the Bears?
No, I think who the coach is and the way the organization is run always matters. Now, if Justin Fields turns into the kind of quarterback we all hope he's going to turn into, then it does become a destination for football players, especially offensive football players, and people who want to win Super Bowls are always looking for a top-tier quarterback, right? But he has to become that first. Right now, this looks like an absolute clown show from the outside looking in, right? So why would, if you were a big-time free agent and you can pick anywhere you could go, why would you come somewhere where you don't know who the head coach is? You don't know if the owner knows whether he wants the head coach or not. You just don't know. There has to be some stability in an organization for you to want to come here, especially nowadays. All this information is right at these players' fingertips. We all know who's running every building. We all know who's in charge. So you have to make your destination attractive. And we have to be honest right now, from the outside looking in, with all the stuff that just came out this week, the Chicago Bears are going to be in front of a national TV audience. This is going to be talked about all day Thanksgiving morning. I'm sure the announcers are going to talk about whether Coach Nagy has his job or not, what Allen Robinson said. Right now, this place looks like a place that you don't really want to be.
You know, with this damage control that they're doing right now with the players, with the media, and everything that's been taking place in the last 24 hours, the question is for me, and I'd love your take on this, Olin, is, quite frankly, are we just now delaying the inevitable? Is Nagy just gone, and now we're just playing politics when it comes to when they're going to let him go? Was this something that was going to happen next week, and now we're just going to live through it throughout the rest of the season, just out of pure stubbornness at this point?
You would hope not, right? You would hope they do what's best for the Chicago Bears. But when you look at Coach Nagy, he was brought here to fix the offense. So if we just rewind and say, okay, let's take a broad look at this whole situation that the Chicago Bears are in. The last 47 games, guys, since 2018, week 14, the Chicago Bears are averaging under 20 points a game, right? And this guy was brought here to fix the offense. And just that stat alone, you play against Huntley for the Ravens, backup quarterback. You go to your field, all you think you would need is 20 points to beat the Baltimore Ravens without Lamar Jackson. That ends up all you need. But, you know, you score 13 and they come up with a touchdown late in the game because of mental mistakes or whatever have you. But if I'm watching the film, Cody, to be honest, all this stuff bugs me. But I have to sit down with the coaches and say, look, when you got to the 21-yard line on the first drive, why did you pick these three plays? Because they don't make much sense to me. Or on the third drive of the game, when you're running the ball well, when you're running play action, why would you, after you watched the Cleveland game, you knew that going empty was a problem for your offensive line? By that, I mean leaving your offensive line one-on-one across the board, and then you get beat on about the 31 or 36-yard line going in, you get beat for a sack fumble. These are the kind of things that when you talk about whether Coach Nagy should be here next year or not, whether Ryan Pace should be here next year or not, these are the kind of things I'm hoping the people at Halas Hall know what questions to ask, because if you don't know the questions to ask, how the hell can you get to the answers?
Visiting with Olin Krutz on The Score, and Olin, earlier today, Hub Arkish on with Bernstein said the decision to finally give Justin Fields the QB1 moniker did not come from Nagy. It was not a coaching decision. It was not him who decided, okay, it's time now. It was McCaskey who told him that it's time to start that quarterback. What do you think that means? And if they do decide that they want to retain Nagy, keep him for the rest of the year and potentially next year too, I mean, how confident are you then that he can actually continue to develop this quarterback?
Yeah, the first thing that means to me is guys are jumping ship, right? Because now we're leaking information on who's starting the quarterback, who's not starting the quarterback. The coaches are letting you know that George McCaskey is the one who decided that we start Justin Fields, which is an interesting thing to leak out since I think that's the right decision. Justin Fields has shown that he did deserve to play. That I think that even as we go on here, I think he is the better quarterback. I think he's more dynamic. The 4th-and-1 versus San Francisco 49ers showed you that. When he took them down the field against the Steelers to take the lead in the Steelers game, I think that drive showed you that. So interestingly enough that comes out at this time of the year. Now, whether Coach Nagy can save his job or not with how Justin Fields is playing and his development and do they want to keep him or not, I find that kind of hard to believe by now just because of what we talked about, six-game losing streak. Now you're on a 5-game losing streak. The year before that, you're on a 4-game losing streak. And that whole time, guys, even when the offense looks good, right, even when you're like, man, the offense looked a little better there, that whole time, they still can't get over 20 points a game. The defense has regressed under Sean Desai. Now, a lot of that is injuries, obviously, with Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman some parts of this year, Eddie Jackson on the sideline. It's hard to play good football with all that part of your salary cap on the sideline drinking water. You're not going to play really good ball out there.
You mentioned the injuries. We've been, you know, hammering out Nagy. We've been hammering out Pace. We've been talking about the leadership of the organization. But on an honest assessment on the team itself, mm-hmm. barring any decision-making that's being gone with the play calling and everything else and all the distractions, the talent on the field, is this team honestly good enough to win right now?
Yes, if Cody, if everybody's out there, yes, right? If Khalil Mack is on the field, Robert Quinn, Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, that's where all their money is, right? Besides Allen Robinson, who's on the franchise tag, those are the top players on their salary cap besides Nick Foles, which obviously doesn't make any sense. But those are the top players on their salary cap. Those are the guys they expected to win games with, that defensive line. That's why they have so little resources put into their offensive line because they poured it all into their front seven, hoping to dominate the game there. They just haven't been healthy enough. Now, I would be lying to you to say if those seven guys weren't healthy, they wouldn't have more wins. They would. They obviously would, but they have not been healthy together all year. And so your plan did not work. They've missed games. Now you see that Khalil Mack is on IR. Akeem Hicks looks like he could be headed in that direction. Hopefully we get him back for soon because we all know he's an absolute monster. Eddie Goldman has not played at his level since coming back from taking a year off from COVID. So this team, this front seven, besides Robert Quinn, I think Bilal Nichols with his former defensive line coach Jay Rogers in San Diego now, I think coaching linebackers, them hiring Chris Rumpf as a D-line coach, it looks to me like Bilal Nichols, guys, has taken a step back. So you put that all together, the defense is slumping. Some games they struggle stopping the run, and you just knew that if this D-line, this front seven, could not dominate and take over games, this team would struggle being .500.
And Hicks is officially out for tomorrow. And I mean, for me, being just a fan, I'm not all that worried about the wins and losses for the remainder of the year. I am concerned about next year, though. And I'm worried about a defense that just 3 years ago was incredible and a couple of years ago still really good, and then it was good last year also. How much longer is this window open for them? Because you want to take advantage of it as quickly as you can, especially if you have this good young quarterback. But beyond this season, how much more can we expect from them defensively?
Yeah, when they were really, really good in 2018, the things they had was takeaways, right? And they had 36 of that year. Since then, I think they've had 47 total. And in 2018 and 2019, they had 37 total. So that 36 takeaways and their health in that 2018 year really equaled that playoff run, right? And if you take a look at it, someone in that building had to ask themselves whether these takeaways and the fact that all these guys could stay healthy, is that sustainable? And it wasn't, and they kind of, I don't think they realized that, guys, to be honest. They didn't take an honest assessment of where they were at. So now they get some injuries, and like you're talking about, Akeem Hicks, who was Khalil Mack, obviously tremendous football player, but in my opinion, on the film, Akeem Hicks was the engine of that defense in 2018. He's not at that level anymore because of injuries, it seems like to me. So if you are asking me when this window is closing with Eddie Jackson regressing since Ed Donatell, who was his defensive back coach, is not a defensive coordinator for Fangio in Denver. Since Ed Donatell left, Eddie Jackson has not been the same football player at safety. If you're asking me when this window is going to close, I would argue with you that the window has closed and you missed it. The window is closed and a defense is not playing at an elite level to take this team to the Super Bowl. So when you go into next year, if you do go to new coach, you do go to new defense coordinator with a young quarterback, and you are starting all over again. And then if you do that, you have to look at the resources that Ryan Pace has traded away since he started trying to build this team.
Pulling away from the idea of the future for a second and just getting to the immediate future, which is tomorrow, Thanksgiving, game against Detroit. Let's say Detroit plays the game of their year. Mm-hmm. And they beat the Bears. Is everything that we have just said, everything that McCaskey said, everything that's going on in the damage control completely out the window, and is Nagy gone tomorrow?
That's a great question, man. And I think the answer is yes. I think if they do lose, if they lay an egg on national television, if they look uninspired, if they look like they're not playing for the head coach, after everything that's gone on this week, not that it would be Coach Nagy's fault, because I would think the guys firing him have just as much to do with the team's performance as Coach Nagy. But I think at some point, man, you know, around sports, like you guys know, you got to inject new energy into the building. You got to shake some things up and say, look, the way we're playing right now, this standard we're playing at, the way we're operating, the way we're doing business, we got to absolutely change everything here. And the first thing you can do immediately, if you're not going to sit your starting quarterback, is change your head coach, change a few play callers, change some things on that coaching staff. And if you are the leaders at Halas Hall, which we are looking for them, and I am not talking about the players or the coaches. We are looking for the leaders, the guys who run Halas Hall. If you're them, something has to change. Something has to change already. But if you get blown out, on Thanksgiving and you look uninspired, then absolutely, I would imagine something would have to change.
What if there's a tie? Then what happens?
I'll go grab another pumpkin crunch and some ice cream if you don't mind.
Hey, solve that problem, Owen.
Yeah, it's all solved right there.
No, I can't get past the idea that this coaching staff had to be told that it was time to play their young potential franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder about judgment. Do you think the organization, and maybe you can't really answer this question, but if you had to guess, do you think this organization is still holding out hope that, yeah, maybe Nagy is the right guy, we just need to give it a little more time?
Yeah, it seemed like they were doing that last year, right? It seemed like they really liked Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace as people, which you can't blame them. These are really good guys, man. Good football guys, good men. No one argues that, but it seemed from the outside looking in that maybe they bit off a little more they can chew with this job that they have. Two young guys as a general manager, as the head coach, making all the decisions on the football side of your building. And a lot of the decisions they were making, guys, from the outside looking in, did not look right. I mean, obviously you're hoping that they prove you wrong. You're hoping that this team was going to be moving in the right direction. But if you studied them and you really looked at the things they did, you were thinking, man, how do these guys expect to win? So I don't know where they go from here. I don't know who's going to make the decisions. I don't know if they – I'm sure they do want to keep Coach Nagy just because he seems to be like a great guy to me. But eventually it's the bottom line, and the bottom line is, are you winning? Are you losing? And the bottom line is, we brought you here 4 years ago to fix our offense, and it hasn't got fixed. And we already sent one first-round quarterback packing, and it's kind of looking like our offense isn't moving in the right direction again. And I cannot imagine that we're going to send another the second quarterback packing without getting rid of Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace first.
Olin, before we let you go, how much food are you putting away tomorrow?
A lot. A lot of food and right. Hopefully a few cold beers.
All right.
Proteins or starches? Proteins or starches?
All of it.
I just like to say when I walk up, I say, man, this whole protein meal, obviously none of it is carbohydrates. I convinced myself of that. And then I just start eating.
That a baby.
My guy. Olin Kreutz, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Guys, I appreciate it, man.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.